Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
It's another edition of This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 36 for September 26th, 2009. Sarah beats Martin's meat. Another crazy edition of This Week in Fun. I'm Sarah Lane. Who's that guy?
That guy. Hey, Sarah. Martin Sargent here.
Martin Sargent? Neither one of us are up in lately.
Neither one of us are up in Petaluma today. We're doing it from our respective. I'm at Casa del Sarge.
You're at Shea Lane. Because of France. And it's funny. It's sort of funny because we're not in the same place because there would be sort of audio feedback issues, but you and I are actually neighbors. So we thought we were going to get together and hang out on the couch. And then we just figured, well, you know, if we got audio issues, why don't we just both stay home?
It's funny. We're pretty much neighbors, yet my neighborhood is so very much more dangerous than yours.
Well, your neighborhood is where cars get stolen, and my neighborhood is full of rich babies.
Uh-huh.
Pure breed dogs and
it's just one more depressing angle of my life.
Oh, Martin, this is about fun, baby, fun. How was your week?
I'll tell you what this show is not about.
Okay,
this show is not about what a lot of the other shows on this 2-bit network are about.
You know, people get so sick of that tech stuff.
Namely, tech. I'm so sick. What the tech? I'm just
what
so sick of
the
it.
What the tech, indeed. I mean,
long,
it's just
all week
yapping
long. I've been doing the defragging and the partitioning and the updating of the kernels, and I've had it.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame
it.
You, Mark.
I've had it. It's the end of the week. It's time to have some fun.
It is time to have some fun.
That's what we do on this show. It's a little different. We leave that other garbage to Steve Gibson and his ilk.
Steve Gibson, he's nice guy, but, you know,
it.
I mean, enough with the security. Who needs it?
Oh, had it.
You know, Mark, what I like the most about this show is that we do it towards the end of the week when we're recording live for everyone who's joining us. Obviously, they're partying too. But I feel like when people download the show and listen to it at their leisure, they can feel like it's Friday afternoon. They can feel like it's happy hour because it's a fun time. It's a fun time with fun friends.
TGIF. Thank God it's fun.
Yeah.
Right?
I wonder if Steve Gibson is watching right now, poking his little voodoo, Sarah Martin
Steve
voodoo
Gibson.
Dolls.
He's too busy securing computers.
Well, you know, he is a secure man. Takes a lot of time. You know, it's like, you know, those people who collect model trains. You know, God bless him. I don't know where he gets the time.
I'll bet he's a big train guy. You know what I'm going to do? Maybe next week. And I'm going to do, I'm going to grow a little Steve Gibson mustache.
That would be, I don't know. I don't know, Marty. Sure. Well, you already actually kind of look like you have a mustache right now. Maybe it's just your crappy eyesight camera. Hard to say.
I just haven't shaved in a couple days.
Mm-hmm. Have you left the house, though?
Today?
Yeah.
I've been all over this burg. Kidding me?
Oh, good.
What haven't I done today?
You've been golfing? You look like you just got back from a 18-holer.
I have been golfing. You like my hat?
And, I like
look,
it a lot.
I've got my golfing pants on, too. Check it out. Whoa. See there?
Why? Have you actually been golfing?
Yeah. It's Thursday. I hit the links on.
Well, Thursday. That's really neat. Classy. Classy really pastime.
Glad, I'm really glad my fly wasn't open when I did that because it was right at crotch level. Right there.
Well, everyone appreciates that.
And, you know, that's that kind of thing I do a little later on the old webcam.
Well, spare the old twit arm.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't really want to go too much more into your golf crotch. I mean, that's, but Martin, so, you know, it's never ideal when we're not at the Twit Cottage. That's where we feel most comfortable. We've got Dane and Colleen and Leo and Eric and the whole gang, you know, sort of around us and they make us feel, you know, like we're doing something really special. Today is not one of those days. We couldn't do the show from the cottage because at our regular time, you're going to be on a jet plane going somewhere
else.
I'm
getting on a jet airplane tomorrow.
You know, the miracle of flight never ceases to incite wonder in me.
He's 30,000 feet in the air in a long silver tube.
You sit there and you elevate and you stay elevated and you can have a drink. And then you cease to elevate and you're somewhere else. I mean, that's the future, isn't it?
Yeah, people bitch and moan about it. It's amazing.
I agree. Well, I bitch
you're
and moan
flying.
About it sometimes.
You're flying!
For the most part, I think it's a miracle. It's a miracle of flight. So hats off to all of our brave pilots out there. We know you're listening in the cockpit, and we hope that you land safely later. So
cockpit.
Yeah.
I'm going down to the Stardust Rodeo, the big glitter bowl.
So what happens at the Stardust Rodeo? Is it a rodeo? Like with horses and stuff?
Hollywood, baby.
Oh. For some reason I heard that and I thought some sort of a racetrack thing. Yeah, Hollywood is Hollywood's neat. It's full of you know, celebs. I'm sure you'll be hobnobbing with them in no time once you get down there.
They miss me. Every time I leave, the lights dim a little bit on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, I know. It's not the same down there since we've left. You know, you go down to Hollywood and everything's quiet, you know, and the clubs aren't open. And you just wonder, I mean, why are people even here anymore? You know, we're gone. What's there to do?
Do you want to move back down there? I think you do a little bit.
Do I want to move back down to LA?
I think you missed the game.
Dude, I willingly quit my job several years ago to go traveling and spend all of my money. So, you know, in all seriousness.
That's what I'm saying. And you probably regret it. Now you're doing this crap show with me.
Dude, I did something super fun that a lot of other people haven't done, nor will ever do. So, sure. You know, I mean, yeah, there are definitely things that I miss about the LA life. But, sorry, my cat is attacking a bag. Can you not do that, Pete? Thanks.
Attacking a bag?
One of my cats has a bag fetish. It's Pedro, that's enough. He likes bags. It's a long story, but let's just not get into it. But yeah, I miss LA sometimes. What about you? You had a nice little place down there, down on Navy Street.
I lived on the beach. Mm-hmm. I had my little lake house on the beach.
Yeah,
it was like your grandparents' cottage that only gets open in the summer. It was like that kind of place. That was great. God, I missed
it.
I missed it.
It was a nice place. Big backyard. You had the Barzebo. For the uninitiated, the Barzebo is a gazebo, but it's a bar.
But it has a bar in it. And the parties I used to have? Come on.
We used to play poker out in your backyard.
We sure did. And I'm still having the big parties. You never.
Turn and turn.
Sarah's moving into a new place. She's moving out of the neighborhood. She's moving out of my neighborhood. She's moving into a new place. She has been my neighbor for 2 years. I have been to her place. I've been to your house maybe twice. Both times was like because you needed help carrying something in or something like, I don't remember what it was. We had to go in there for some reason or another. You have never invited anyone over, and it is so rude. And now you're moving.
That's actually not true. I've had several parties. Twice you were out of town. Yes, no, it's true. No, it's true.
You've never had a party.
When we were all working at Revision 3, ask anybody still, well, that was there when we were there. I had everyone over at my house. Well, besides Lauterbach, I didn't have him.
I'll go back and I'll look through the Evites.
Kevin has been here, but...
Of course Kevin Rose has been there.
Well, I'm sorry. He and I are very
internet godchild Kevin Rose. Of course he...
I call him the internet bad boy. Because he's a bad boy. Stop that, Lucy.
He is sickening.
Kevin Rose?
Sickening.
Well, sometimes I just wish he would bathe. You know,
are you
going
to see him tonight? Are you going to see Kevin Rose tonight?
Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah. You going to that thing, huh?
I invited you. You don't want to go.
Why would I want to see any of those people? What the hell am I going to say to those people? They're going to say, hey, Martin, what are you up to these days? Say nothing.
And you would say, I haven't worked in a year.
And how come you, Kevin Rose, how come you, I'm not going to mention any of your other names, don't throw me a bone.
What other names? He has more names.
You know who I'm talking about. You Kevin know Rose. Who I'm talking about.
Kevin Rose?
And Kevin Rose, his
that's the one.
The other guy, Jay Adelson.
Oh, that guy.
Don't get me started on him.
Why? What did he do to you? Oh, yeah, he fired us.
What did he do to me?
I forgot. You know, the problem with this conversation, Martin, is we always get down this path that becomes very difficult to get out of. So maybe we ought to just keep it fun.
To get out of? I can't. I'm so deep in the swamp that I've fallen into. I don't care. Who am I? What am I going to offend these people?
No, it's not that I'm worried about that. I'm just wondering for all the people who might be watching or listening. They're wondering where the fun is. They just might be wondering that.
It might just be fun. Actually, that bar with this thing is something I'd like to check that place out. I won't mention what it's called because.
And no need to, but they have.
But
as
it's
we discovered,
you know, we should say congratulations to Daniel Berka, who is the designer at Digg.
Yes, who's leaving for? I don't know if I would say greener pastures, different ones though, different pastures. He's a nice kid. He's one of those designs. You know, he's always drawing.
He's also there. He is right there. He's the prettiest girl at Digg.
He is, and he's got a real girly voice too.
The prettiest girl who works for Digg.
He kind of talks like this. Yeah. I mean, he's a dude, but he's got a girly voice. It's very cute.
My
very
God.
Yeah, hi, I'm Daniel.
I mean, is that like a secret? Can we tell a story about that voice? I mean, is that a secret?
Well, at the end of all the Revision 3 videos, that guy who goes, oh, my God, that's Daniel. We're not like letting any cat out of a bag here. I mean, he's it's on, you know, 12 episodes a day.
But nobody knew that.
I'm not going to throw Daniel under the bus. He threw himself under there years ago. Mm-hmm. Best of luck, Daniel. You'll be missed.
Speaking of all these people who work at Digg, did you know that there was a study at MIT that says that you can identify gay men by looking at their Facebook friends?
And I did see this. Actually, it was a current story on current where I work, and I read it, and I was like, you know, MIT, you know, it's very very respected institution, and you know, and lots of research goes on, and you know, you kind of go MIT study. Oh, okay, you know, this has some clout, but I mean, it's really sort of borderline, isn't it? You know, like depending on who my friends are. Well, it was a study of men, right? Not women, but who your friends are. You know, you might be maybe falsely accused of being gay or being straight. If some, you know, it's like I don't know. I think I get where
it's like
going,
if
but it's a little
they could tell they had some they built did some algorithm or something like that. And like they looked, they would, you know, based on like how many gay friends you had and how many were shirtless or whatever, you know, the hell it is, they could tell by looking at your profile if you were gay or not.
It's
pretty wild.
Well, I mean,
we should test it out. You know what we should do? We should open up, like, let's take a look at Prager's Facebook account and see if we could tell that he's gay just by looking at it.
I mean, you want me to actually do this right now?
Well, that's not a good test because we know.
Well, Prager, so he's, no one really knows with him. He's a real mystery, but I really hope he's not listening, by the way, because I'm going to see him later. But yeah.
He's going to be there?
You know, Prager, he's a man about town. He's always at the fun places. I know. It's Prager. But I don't know how I feel about this whole MIT study. You know, I mean, maybe they can tell, but it's like saying, I guess, you know, if I try not to be like so obsessed with being PC, it's like when people say they have gaydar, you know, you can just kind of tell sometimes. Maybe you can tell by the company that you keep if you have a lot of similar interests. I don't know, MIT. Don't you have better things to do? Who effing cares if you can tell that someone's gay by their Facebook friends? This is the stupidest study I've ever even comprehended. Why don't you go save the world or, you know, cure cancer? How about that?
I was just reading some of the winners.
Wow, I just got on a soapbox like randomly.
You know about the Ig Nobel Prizes?
What's the Ig Nobel Prize?
It's like the opposite of the Nobel Prize. It's for like the most dubious achievements in scientific.
Oh, like a Razzie or a something
like that. Yeah, something like that. Well, anyway, they're coming out with the winners again this month, I think. And they're always a scream. I don't have the list from the previous years in front of me here, but they're really, really good. Let me see if I can find some of them. I probably should have had this prepared. Anyway,
just really sort of pointless scientific experiment kind of stuff.
Yeah, but like the real scientific studies. Like this is such like a waste, just a huge waste of money. I shouldn't even have brought it up because I don't have any of it prepared here.
Yeah, no, it's probably just we probably want to, no, you know, like
should not have mentioned that. No.
Wow. Stupid. Well, that's our first poo moment. Good work, Martin. Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
So, yeah, Facebook, gay, whatever. Gay. You know what I thought we should do in this show? And we always kind of talk about doing it and we never really do, because our, you know, the people in our chat room, not everybody who's watching the live stream is in the chat room, but for those that are, we rarely talk to them. You know, we're kind of watching what they're saying, but
we're pretty elitist.
We are elitist. And you know what? I've frankly had it. You know, I don't want to be that person. I want to do a little more interacting.
I want to be amongst the people. I want to go amongst the unwashed masses. Right now.
Me too. I'm going to just jump right in. So, Martin, what do you say? Maybe we can try it today, and if, you know, everyone has a good time, we could do it on future shows. Maybe take some chat room questions.
I think this might be fun.
I think it might be fun too.
Chat
room.
Let's take some questions from the audience.
Let's take some questions from the lines, the internet lines. Peaser says we prefer being ignored. Good to know. Maybe we won't do this again. Gosh, you guys, you know, honestly,
nobody has anything.
Explain CDRs.
You want me to explain CDRs? Come on.
That's some Gibson shit right there.
I don't want to get into that.
No, come on, you guys.
That's old.
Stop
Martin,
insulting
sorry.
Us with tech questions. We don't want to do that any more than you want to hear
about it. I could talk about the pits and the lands and the ones and the zeros and the dies and all that kind of stuff if you want me to. I'd rather explain phase change recording as it applies to CDs, but I don't want to get into that. And I'm not going to explain sound cards either. I did all this.
All right. So
what is my height? What is my height? This is the best thing that you can come up with.
No, they're asking me that, dummy.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good question. What is your height and your weight?
I am 5'1", barefoot, and I am 105 pounds. So there. Now, you know. Women do not like talking about these sorts of things, but...
105?
I'm a small person, okay? Now shut it.
105, which thigh?
I'm small. You're 5'1". I'm small bones, you know? Whatever. If I could gain weight in my boobs, I'd be 150. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. I'm just a small person. Martin, how tall are you? And how much do you weigh? Since we're on the subject.
I'm about 6'3", 6'4", and I weigh about 180, 185.
You're a little beanpole. 6'4", 180? My dad was 5'9". He was 180. And he wasn't even obese.
Naughty muscle is what I got. Well, we haven't gotten any good questions from the chat room. I guess we're never going to do this again.
I know,
I guess
really.
We're never going to do this again. Give you guys the opportunity.
Yeah, really. I mean,
you guys in
on.
A soapbox situation here. I mean, the Jerry Springer audience asks better questions than you guys.
All they want to know are trivial questions about Kevin Rose and other questions they're asking us that could easily be found out on Wikipedia, like where we went to college and stuff. Come on, you guys. We were looking for something special here.
I'm drinking Newcastle. All right. That's the only good question that we've got. It's Newcastle Brown
Ale.
You're
drinking Newcastle. Now, that's actually kind of fun. You don't ever drink beer. Certainly not Newcastle.
That's newsworthy right there. All right. Speaking of drinking, here's why you shouldn't drink and drive. Here's why you should also not text and drive. You shouldn't do both of those things at the same time. And you should especially not do both of them at the same time and then crash your car into the house of an officer of the law like Rodney Troy Whitley did down in Florida, in Gainesville, where Gator's from. And where Ricky Kang is. There he is.
It's always Florida.
It's always Florida. You know, the guy crashed his car. He's texting. He's drunk. He crashed his car. He had a BAC, a .14. Crashed his car right in. This is such bad luck. This is God. This is one of these things that proves that there is a God. He crashed right into Gilchrist County Sheriff Major Tony Smith's house. In a minivan.
That's a real unfortunate.
That just sucks.
It really sucks. I mean, it's drinking and driving. Horrible idea. You'll kill yourself or others. You know, you deserve what's coming to you. But boy, is that a bad day where you accidentally hit the deputy.
Are you drinking anything right now, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm having a little Chardonnay. It's a lovely...
How are you going to get to Daniel's party?
The Bloodhound or the bar. I'm going to take a taxi, Martin. You know, Yellow Cab, they park their cars just up the street, so it's never a problem for me. Don't you try to paint me as some sort of a hussy who gets behind the car, you know, and no. I'm a responsible adult.
I didn't say anything about hussy.
You were insinuating.
You know what a hussy is? You know what the definition of hussy is?
I don't, actually. What is it?
It's a worthless woman.
Oh, I always thought it was kind of a loose woman, which is, I mean, you know, let's be honest. There's something fun about that. But a worthless woman, well, I guess I better not call myself a hussy then.
Are you proud of being loose?
What's the matter with you? I'm not a loose woman. I'm a girl with a very monogamous woman. Who has
a
lot of love
needs.
And heart to
I'm
give.
A girl with needs. I have needs.
CG in our chat room says, this show has jumped the chart. You know what, CG? No one's putting a gun to your head, so you can bounce on out of here if that's what you want to do.
You can listen to Security Now on Demand anytime you want.
Not a problem.
You know what I want to get? I want to get a I want to get a metal detector.
Why?
Because I don't have a job, and I think that I might be able to find treasure. And I like tech gadgets. And what is more techy than a machine that will detect metal in the earth?
You know what would be pretty cool? You go down to Ocean Beach, you got your metal detector, and you're going to find all sorts of diamond rings and stuff. I mean, it's. I think that's probably a good
diamond
way to
rings
go.
That all my ex-girlfriends have like thrown out the window.
How much money do you think you've spent on diamond rings? You know, in your entire adult dating hood.
Well, I figure each one is from Tiffany, probably $22,000 average, so probably close to $100,000.
Wow, I know. Yeah, dating is such a bitch, isn't it? You know, you give somebody a 20K rock, you know, 5 carats or so, and, you know, they just dump all over you. They poo on your face, so to speak. It just, you know, I don't know if I'll ever date again, quite frankly.
Yeah, right. Could talk to me in the morning. You're going to a bar tonight. I know how you operate.
Wow. You know what? The people are going to get the wrong impression of me. I'm all talk. My bark is worse than my bite. I don't actually want to touch anybody. I just want to pretend. So, Martin, what else went on in the news?
I'm not done talking about my metal detecting.
Oh, please continue.
Have you ever gone metal detecting? It's so much fun. You don't know what you're going to dig up. I mean, a lot of people think that these guys who are like walking down the beach with the metal detectors or whatever are kind of creepy. I don't think so. I think that they're adventurers.
Well, they're
treasure hunters.
They're treasure hunters,
they're like,
you know, like
conquistadors.
It's like Goonies or you know, they're pirates.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, you find a rare penny sometimes, or maybe a, you know, a
ballpoint pen. Oh, you can do a lot better than that. You can do a lot better than that. In fact, over in the UK, this dude was just metal detecting. Some guy by name of Andrew Hay, I believe. He found a huge deposit of Anglo-Saxon gold, a whole hoard of it, like 1,500 gold and silver pieces. Like, this is some Dungeons and Dragons shit we're talking here. I mean, he found all this really cool stuff dating from the 7th century, unparalleled in size, worth a seven-figure sum.
When they say Anglo-Saxon gold, you know, is that, you know, it's like a time period or a region?
Yes. It's a time period.
The Anglo-Saxon gold period. It sounds good.
That's like Beowulf. Now,
so here's my question. So somebody finds all this stuff. They're obviously, you know, historical relics. Does he get to keep this stuff? Or does he have to like give it up to like a museum or something?
I haven't any idea what the laws are.
Yeah.
There, I don't know if he was on his land, if you know whose land he was on. It all depends. It all depends.
It does, Martin. It does.
Don't you want to get a metal detector now, though? Like, how fun is?
I don't want to get a metal detector. Really?
Why?
I'm sorry. I it just seems like a lot of work. All I'm going to find are old pennies. And
you don't care. You're just boy crazy. That's all you can think about.
Better than metal detector crazy. My goodness. I'm just a red-blooded woman.
Basically, you searching for these boys in these bars, it's no different than me looking for rare metals on the beach because you're just angling for jewelry and rings. There I said it.
You are hateful today. Really hateful. You know? My goodness. I am not going to bars to meet some people I know are having a party. Friends. I'm not going there to hook up with random people.
You are
now,
so.
That's enough.
No,
I'm a 32-year-old woman. Okay.
Not with random people. You are a CEO.
That's not true. Never dated a CEO. You know what? I resent this. You have brought this up in the past, and I officially resent this. I have never dated a CEO, nor have I ever angled to date one. So
okay,
zip it.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, you're a founder hounder.
That's not true either.
Yeah.
Not true. In fact, the founder that I know you're referring to was not a founder when I was with him. So, oh snap, facial scrub, shut the hell up.
Whatever.
Ooh,
you're burned.
That worked.
You're burned.
It did. It smarted
a bit.
Everyone knows it.
Everyone knows it. I don't even have to say the chat room knows.
Why do you keep dropping the SH bombs, by the way? You think you're all cool now because you're not home?
Isn't that legal in the show? I forget. I listen to Leo. He's got a... You're right.
A lot of drinking, maybe.
Well, what happened there?
I don't know. It's a big blue screen.
Oh, no. I think Windows has crashed.
So, Martin...
looks like I think that we should install Linux. It's bulletproof.
Thank you, Colleen. So, Martin, as much fun as we're having pretending like we're just talking to each other, maybe we ought to play a game or something, you know, for all the people who were like, you know, the kind of thing not used to the Swift.
I'll tell you what we're
going to
do, Sarah. Yeah, we're going to play TweetBeat. And then after that, I'm going to introduce you to a new game, a brand new game.
Me?
Yes.
What? It's not true or poo?
It's not true or poo. It's a brand new game. So we're going to play traditional TweetBeat. No lightning round.
Why are you doing this to me today of all days?
No lightning round. We're just going to play traditional TweetBeat. And then we're going to play a new game that will have a lightning round element to it. How exciting is that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, everyone, it's time to play the game. The whole internet is buzzing about. I call it TweetBeat. Let me remind you how we play the game. Sarah Lane, I'm going to give you two words or phrases that may sound to the ear similar. All you have to do is tell me which one of those words or phrases has been tweeted the most over the past 24 hours, or as we say in the parlance of the game, which has a louder tweet beat. Do you understand the rules?
Martin, I think I'm on the same page as you. I think so. I think I might be able to grasp that it's a tough game.
In that case, there's only one lingering question, namely, what are we playing for?
Well, what would be nice is not to play for Dvorak, but to play for... Well, see, here's the problem. Herein lies the rub. I'm going to a bar as soon as we finish here. You are not. How are we going to... Well, I guess we could just... When are you coming back from L.A.?
Monday?
Oh,
Monday.
God. That is such baloney. What am I going to do all weekend? You know I don't have any other real friends.
I don't know. Go hook up with boys.
I don't want to. I just want to hang with you and Holly.
Tell you what. Maybe I will go to the bar tonight. If I win and you're buying, I might just go to the bar.
Well, if we get there early enough, Kevin Rose is buying.
Really?
So, that's why I'm going. Says little birds that tell me things.
What is he has money? God.
You think I would go to a dig party and pay my own way? Au contraire, sir. Au contraire.
I didn't get an invitation from these people.
Neither did I.
How did you hear about it?
Stop being so paranoid.
How did you hear about it?
Because I talk to people on IM during the day.
Yeah.
Well, and I have friends at Dig, and you're so bitter that you don't talk to any of these people, so you don't know fun things like this.
I don't have anything to say to them.
Well, then you're not going to the bar. You know, that's tit for tat. You talk, you get invited to parties. Don't talk, no party for you.
All right, let's play tweet bait. Here's your first challenge.
Fine.
I hate those people. Which has a louder tweet bait? Ah, stop it. I don't want to see him anymore. Which has a louder tweet bait?
He's adorable.
Leaving work or Paul Kirk? Leaving work or Paul Kirk? I performed these tests today at approximately 3 p.m.
Leaving work or Paul Kirk? Yesterday at 3 p.m., you say?
Today.
Oh, today. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Not that that really matters too much.
Probably not. I would go with Paul Kirk because anybody who's sort of, you know, in the news.
And why is Paul Kirk in the news?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You have no idea who Paul Kirk is.
Well, I read a lot of tech news at Current during the day. I can't keep up on everything. I'm sorry.
I love how you just try to act like, oh, well, Paul Kirk, you know, he's been in the news. You've never even heard of him.
No, I've heard of him. I just don't know what the news is. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter because I know that you would choose Paul Kirk because something has happened and people would be talking about him.
I could have just made the name up.
Paul Kirk, the new senator of Massachusetts, says Comp Mike in the chat room. Thank you. At least somebody's on my side. You know, I'm sorry. Massachusetts is a really far away place from California.
You know what
I can't be bothered with Massachusetts.
That's cheating. You can't look in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is cheating. I hadn't really thought about that. I think I just cheated. I'm sorry.
You did.
That's a bummer. Whatever. Well, I mean,
right,
okay.
So
that's
go, give me an answer. Paul, leaving work or Paul Kirk?
Leaving work. Leaving work is just more fun. You know what? I'm just going to go with my gut this week. I'm just going to throw a caution to the wind, and I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm going to do whatever feels the most fun. Leaving work sounds a lot more fun than Paul Kirk does, I'll tell you what.
I haven't left work in almost a year. I left work for the last time almost a year ago. Judges! You are incorrect. Leaving work 5:56, Paul Kirk 13:57.
Oh, wow. Wasn't even a contest.
You ready for your second challenge?
Sure. Let's do it.
Here it is. New bicycle or electronic unicycle? New bicycle or electronic unicycle? Oh, I know the answer.
I know the answer because nobody would say new bicycle. They would say new bike. Or some people would say new bicycle, but most would say I got a new bike. So electronic unicycle.
Not in England.
Oh, they probably have some weird, like, I got on my tire rider. You know, they've got it.
That's good. Really-
You like that? Stupid. My tire rider, you know, just sounds just like a Brit. It's electronic unicycle. It has to be. I'm sorry. New bicycle just doesn't sound right to me. People don't say things like that. They say a new ride or new bike or.
Now, are you saying electronic? You're saying electronic unicycle because that was in the news?
Yes.
And that was in the news in what regard? Because if it was, I would think that would be, you know, tech news. And you just said that you pretty much concentrate on tech news.
Yeah, no, it was it's somebody released a unicycle.
Just do a Google News search and act like you're not.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not looking at, there's my computer. I'm looking at you up here. Gosh. No, I'm trying to think of the company. I don't remember. It's a big company. But they're not the first people who've talked about this. Apparently, like, the Segway guy is kind of doing something similar to this. It's a big company. I don't remember. Sony or something. Electronic unicycle. Stop trying to confuse me. I'm right, right?
I don't know. Is that right? Your final answer?
Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer, Marty. Tell me I win.
Judges! I'm sorry, you are incorrect. Oh no. Oh, the judges say that you are incorrect. New bicycle 14, electronic unicycle 11.
14 tweets versus 11 tweets. You're playing dirty. You're playing dirty, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Booyah.
Neither does Sam the cat, by the way. Of course, now you can't see him.
Sam is a filthy animal. All right. Do you want to do
cat?
Do you want to do the final one? I already won.
Neither does Lucy the cat.
Oh, look at my big house. Look at my big house. I'm employed.
Wow. You know, I don't even really know why we're...
You want to see my house? Nicer than yours. Hey, look, everyone. Look at those windows. Yeah, it's great. Here, floor to ceiling.
You know, it's just like you to turn my wanting to share my beloved pet's lives of the world into who has the better living room. I mean, come on. So why don't we go double or nothing? That's what you always do.
M9105826 would say, Martin, your place is ballin'.
It is. It's a nice place. I don't like to compete with my friends the way that you do. So I guess it's just one of the ways that we differ as humans. So double or nothing?
Yeah, we'll do double or nothing. I don't care.
All right, fine. Let's do it.
I don't think you're going to get it. All right, here it is. Double or nothing. Is it? Which has a lot of tweet beat? Is it beta tester or G20 protester?
Oh, God.
Beta tester. Or G20 protester, which has a lot of tweet
beat.
What's
the first one? Beta tester?
Beta tester or G20 protester.
Oh, God.
No, not beta. Not the fish, beta.
What about feta? What about feta tester? I would rather be a feta tester than a beta tester. Actually, that's not true. I'm beta testing all sorts of things right now. I'm a beta testing maniac these days. There just seems to be a lot of like new companies out there. Someone in our chat room knows a little bit about that. G20 protester versus beta tester.
What was that? What was that little aside? Someone in our chat room knows a little something about that.
Because there is someone in our chat room who has invited me to beta test their new site.
Oh, great.
I'm just not calling anybody out because I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable
obligated
to give other people beta invites.
They're probably in a position to offer someone a job. They just started a new site. Thanks a lot, chat room.
They're not in California, so there's that.
It's a global economy.
That's true. I know. I mean, we can all work in our underwear from the comfort of our own couches. I don't know why we all go to work anymore. Makes no sense. People go, you know, it's better if we're all together in the meeting. You know what? That's not true. That's just not true. Let's be honest. Anyone can work. Well, not anybody. I can work at home for the most part. I would just like to... See, anyway, okay. G20 protester or beta tester?
That guy just offered me a job.
Beta tester. What guy?
You know who I'm talking about.
I wasn't talking about a man. But maybe you have a job. Yay, Martin got a job. Woohoo. It all worked.
All right. So are you going to answer the question or not?
I think I'm going to go with... I don't know. I just don't feel like people... I really have no idea how many people tweeted about G20 protester. I couldn't even venture a guess, but I feel like there's probably very little activity going on about who is or is not a beta tester. I mean, I guess a few people might be like, woohoo, I'm a beta tester for, you know, X company, but... I just don't feel like I see, you know, you'd say like, you know, I got into the beta, I got a beta invite or whatever. So I'm going to go G20 protester. It's a double or nothing answer, a double or nothing guess for a double or nothing game. And I'm just, I'm balls to the wall right now. And that's my final answer.
That's your final?
Mm-hmm.
You know that the... Oh. All right. I mean, it's a good... The G20 is going on right now in Pittsburgh. Of course, you know that. And there are a lot of protesters. So let's just ask the judges. Judges? What's that? Judges? Oh, you're incorrect? She's incorrect? Is that what you said, judges? Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, that's wonderful.
No, you know, I am unfriending you. I'm unfriending you in real life.
Beta tester 47, G20 protester 29.
Ooh, well, you know what? Yeah.
All right. We're talking. Do you just want to play the new game? Just want to play the new game and get out of here?
I don't know what I want anymore. I'm feeling kind of low right now. I'm feeling kind of spit on. But sure. We can play.
Or do you want to do some news?
No, I don't want to do.
You want to do this? The real quick, the story about the woman who got stabbed in the ass.
Yeah, sure. That sounds cool.
Colleen, show that picture. Show everyone at home the lady, the X-ray of the woman who got stabbed in the ass. I'm not even going to say anything about it. I just want you guys to see this. Oh, that hurts. You see,
I mean,
that,
it's
Sarah?
At such an angle.
Yeah.
That's really deep.
That is deep.
Well, I mean, if you think about, okay, we're looking at the pelvis.
I mean is like that up? Is that up the hole?
No, Martin, come on. You know your anatomy better than that. Well, you probably don't, but just take it from me. It looks like that it's gone in one cheek and then into the other.
You can't spell.
I mean, that is really
Sarah
heinous.
Lane. You can't spell. It's really anus. Is that what you said? Can't spell Sarah Lane without anal share.
I said heinous, not anus. Grow up. God, how old do you have to get before you stop putting my name into word jumblers and finding anal share? By the way, internet, we're so sorry. We're just these people. You know, we can't change. We try. It's just disgusting. Why don't we play
all right.
This game?
Oh, we're gonna play the new game just real quick. Just a little fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go anywhere you go in this country. There is a McDonald's within at least 107 miles. Just meditate on that until next week. There is no point in the United States, continental United States, that there is not a McDonald's.
So
within
let me ask you this.
Oh, anal shear? Yeah, anal shear works too.
Yep.
Want to play the new game?
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Yeah, I do want to play the new game. But before that, I was just thinking in my head, what is the place that the McDonald's is farthest away from? 107 miles? Where is that? Somewhere in like North Dakota or, you know, I'm trying to think of
probably one of the Dakotas, the Badlands somewhere.
One of the Dakotas or maybe a Montana?
Could be Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah, it could be Nevada.
Where are you from?
You know,
upstate New York?
You know, you get out in the Black Rock Desert like you're a Burning Man or something.
Yeah, you're a Burning Man. You're dirty. You stink. You're on drugs and you're going to hurt
yourself. All you want is a Big Mac. Do you remember the McDLT? Do you remember the McDLT? You keep the hot side hot, cool side cool. McDLT. Fascinating little tidbit.
Hey,
do the commercial.
Tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in
this
town.
You know who that is in the McDLT commercial?
You say that just once.
See if you can recognize him, his voice or his face.
Cool and crisp, all at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, I say
it's Jason Alexander.
I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburgers.
It's George Costanza, Jason Alexander.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side,
and the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT,
hot, hot,
crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side,
and the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT,
cool crisp.
The beef stays hot, the cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep the hot, hot, keep the cool, cool. McDLT, McDLT, hot beefy McD, cool crisp LT, McD, LT. It's a good time.
Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
For the great taste.
Of McDonald's.
Jason Alexander.
I
used to love McDLT sandwich. Used to love a McDLT sandwich.
George, really, George. Well, he probably got a lot of money. No, I don't know anything about McDonald's. I've never eaten there. I've had fries there like once in my life. I don't know anything about McBLTs with the hot and the cools and the
because you don't eat meat, correct?
I don't eat meat, but I mean, I wouldn't even get a fish sandwich from McDonald's. McDonald's is nasty, man. There's a McDonald's by my work down down by the ballpark, and like every time I walk by, I'm like, the smell of McDonald's. I'd almost rather smell a gas station or something. I mean, it smells like death in there. Disgusting.
Well, then I think you're going to have a little bit of trouble playing the new game I prepared for you. I call this game Meat Beat. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you two meat phrases or words that sound similar. All you have to do is tell me which of those meat phrases or words has the most and it's a lightning round. It's Meat Beat lightning round. Are you ready? That means you're gonna have 10 seconds. 10 seconds for each one. We're gonna play five.
Sanity, man. All right.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, I guess so.
Which has a louder meat beat? Leg of lamb or honey baked ham? Lightning round!
Leg of lamb or honey baked ham? I guess honey baked ham.
You're going to say honey baked ham? Judges, you are incorrect. Leg of lamb, honey baked ham, 6. Are you ready for your next piece of meat?
Yes, Martin, I am.
Colleen, keep the thunder coming. Okay, what's your pattern? Which has a louder meat beat? Pork chop or butcher shop? Pork chop or butcher shop? Which has a louder meat beat?
Pork chop or butcher shop? Pork chop or butcher shop? I don't know.
Sarah, you got to plug in and unplug your mic. Quick, Sarah. It's all staticky. We must be getting static electricity from the lightning storm.
What about now?
Okay. Oh, my God. Which has a louder meat beat, pork chop or butcher shop?
I think I'm going to go with butcher shop.
Judges? You are incorrect. Pork chop, 193. Butcher shop, 25. Oh, my God. Okay. Which of these has a louder meat beat? Cornish game hen or sesame chicken? Cornish game hen or sesame chicken? Which has a louder meat beat?
Come on. Let's go with sesame chicken.
Yes! Buck, 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 buck. You are correct. Sesame chicken, 35. Okay. You're 1 for 3. Here's another one. Which has a louder meat beat? Salisbury steak or shake and bake? Salisbury steak or shake and bake?
Gotta be shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake. Shake and bake. Shake it and bake it. Bake it and shake it.
Oh, because of the hip-hop song, of course. Judges? You're correct. Shake and bake. Hey, what? That was 30 steak, 16. Okay, we're tied at 2-2. It all comes down to this. Which has a lot of meat?
The pressure.
Salami or pastrami?
Oh my
salami
God, you're so evil.
Or pastrami, which has a lot of meat beat?
Salami or pastrami, salami or pastrami. I think it's salami.
Really?
Yeah. Because people eat more salami sandwiches.
You're correct. Salami 196, pastrami 119.
Preview.
I win. I mean, that was one hell of a storm. One hell of a storm.
It was cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Good one. I All won right. meat beat. I
All
win
right.
meat beat.
You won meat beat. You beat my meat. Sarah Lane beat my meat.
I would prefer you beat your own meat in the future, but I was happy to do it the once.
Go to your party.
All right, Marty. That was fun.
Tell everyone I said hello.
Well.
Actually, don't.
I won't.
Tell him I'm here and I don't have money to go to the bar because I'm unemployed.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening, for watching. We'll be back up in Petaluma next week. Until then, have fun.
Without.